Hello, hello, everyone. Today we are going to do a podcast about Lex Fridman and his podcast. So it's a show that I watch all the time. I love his guests, and I was telling Kimber about it. She said she watches it sometimes too, right? Don't you?
Well, actually, no. I went on there because you told me about him, and I watched the one with Joe Rogan, actually. And that was an interesting one. And I found him to be a really interesting guest, Joe Rogan.
If you like our videos, go ahead and click on like and subscribe. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
But no, actually, I know who he is, but I've never watched his podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I love it. I'm an addict. He has really, they're all intellectuals. They're all scientists. And he is, I thought he was in his 20s because he seems so naive and so
he seems
gullible.
So nice. He's very nice.
He looks so, yeah, he's not very jaded, but he's 39. Because I looked up his information, his bio.
Sure.
He's 39 and he does something at MIT. He's a scientist at MIT and he's obviously very intelligent. He's fascinated with AI, artificial intelligence. And he seems to me, in my opinion, from what I've seen, he has a lot of hero worship for Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. He's a big fan of both of them and he's interviewed both of them. And his guests are fascinating and they're just such a wide range and a wide variety of different people. And I always learn something, you know, or walk away thinking, you know me, I like things that make me think. I like things that challenge me. So he's got, even on the political spectrum, he's neutral. But he's got a guy named Michael Malice, who's a little controversial and he's libertarian and he'll interview him. They seem like, I think they're friends. So their interviews tend to be a little more personal and fun. Mm-hmm. And then he'll have Republicans and Democrats and independents. And then of course, from the scientific world, he has a lot of different, you okay there?
Sorry, my thing was moving up. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Like, are we on a boat?
Yeah, right. It's rocking and it's rolling.
Yeah. But anyway, I find him really fascinating. And I was surprised that he is as old as he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's very nerdy, but very cute and very sweet. What do you think of his conversation with Joe Rogan? Like, what did you get from it?
Well, first of all, like I said, he seems so sweet, this guy, you know, Lex Fridman. And believe it or not, I actually downloaded his PhD thesis because when I looked him up on Wikipedia, I was going to show this English student that I know about because he wants to be a chemical engineer. And I was going to show him the PhD, the thesis that he wrote. And it was like I think it's like 60 pages. And it's like got all this, you know, math formulas in there and everything. I'm like, oh my God, this must have taken forever. But Anyway, he's very sweet, seems very genuine. And like I said, I only saw the one with Joe Rogan, but I was impressed with Joe Rogan, actually. I mean, obviously he's so popular that he knows what he's doing, but I felt like he was a lot nicer and sweeter and more intelligent even than I knew he was, right? Because being a guest, you get to really hear what he has to say as more than him interviewing other guests, right? Yep. And, the one thing that, you know, he got a little political, they were getting a little political talking about political guests and why Joe Rogan hasn't had certain political guests on there. And then the only thing that kind of, I was a little was because he had Alex Jones on and I was like, oh, okay. Without getting into that, I was like, okay, I don't want to, you know, get in too political, but anyway, that's what they were getting into. And, again, I thought Joe Rogan was, so entertaining as a guest that you get to really see his real personality. Right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel like he doesn't claim to be an intellectual, but he's a deep thinking person.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about people. He seems genuine. And I'm talking about Joe Rogan right now, but I think mm-hmm. that could apply to Lex too, who Lex is an intellectual. He's very educated. But I feel like Joe Rogan, you know, you don't have to have a college degree or a ton of degrees to really be intelligent and to be thinking of, you know, thinking things and weighing things out. And I feel like Joe Rogan is very observant and caring and kind and, yeah, he's interesting either way. That's why his podcast is number one in the whole world.
Right.
That's why most podcasters look up to him, as I do. And, you know, sometimes he makes mistakes, But like I always tell you, I go, if we make a mistake or we don't know an answer to something and we say something in the podcast, we can always like add something in later or correct it. It's more genuine and more real than when it's canned, you know, when it's all planned out and you've got, okay,
Sure.
we're gonna say this, and we're gonna do that, and we're gonna do this. And so it's more genuine, and that's how you get to know the people. So I love that that's Joe Rogan's formula, and he's kind of set the standard for podcasts. And then with Lex, he's Russian American.
Right.
So he's concerned with, he does tend to get a little bit political, especially when he's talking to Michael Malice and how they feel, how the world should go. But he's a thinker too. And I think he really, I think too many people get attached to an idea and they, instead of giving it more thought and th thinking deeper and through, as I always like to do. So that's why I think I like his podcast, because and he asks really good questions. He's
I'll
very
bet.
challenging of his, but in a polite way, not in a way to like, ah, gotcha. You
Yeah.
don't know what you're talking about, in a way that really explores the topic, whatever he's talking about. He's really a good person to watch, to learn about interviewing and learn
Yeah.
how to ask good questions.
You're talking about Lex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Joe Rogan too, but Lex has more intellectual people. It's
but I
always
just
intellectual
can't
people.
get over how sweet he was. He was just like this sweet little guy. Not little, I don't know if he's
Yeah.
little or not, but
Yeah.
he's, you know what I mean, youngish.
Yeah, I just thought he was in his 20s. I really thought he was in his like mid-20s, and here he's 39. So
Yeah.
I was really surprised that he was that older. And how has he protected himself from becoming jaded and bitter and more controversial than he is? He just seems to go with the flow and just is very nice and very sweet and listens to everyone and doesn't really argue.
Yeah, it doesn't seem overly judgmental, you know, but does ask, like you say, deeper questions, and he
Yeah.
wants to know
I
because
think that's a really healthy idea for all of us, is to pry and probe and ask questions, ask more questions to get either to learn. And I think with him, his guests are so intelligent that he's really trying to literally learn and understand what they are saying and what they mean and show the audience, what they mean. Whereas, you can't do that when you're talking to someone that's not very intellectual or whatever. And Joe Rogan, he does the same thing when he has intellectual guests, but he doesn't always have super, but he has mostly people that you can learn something from too,
Yeah.
unless he gets even his UFC guys, which are not considered to be educated intellectuals, but they still have very good points of view and things to think about, his guests. I think that's key too, is having interesting guests, interesting people on your show that have things to say that other people want to talk about. So anyway, my thoughts on the Lex Fridman podcast is that it's well worth watching. It's one of my favorites. Joe Rogan used to be my favorite until I moved to Spotify. I still tend to stick to YouTube. So Lex Fridman is probably, I end up watching that a lot. That's one of my favorite podcasts. So I would say I would highly recommend anyone to watch his podcast. Sometimes the guests are a little over my
Dry.
head.
Oh.
Like just they're talking about things that I just don't grasp when they get
Yeah.
into real scientific things. But
Yeah.
it's I always walk away no learning something new,
He
which I
might have
like.
brought up quantum mechanics to Joe Rogan, but I'm not sure if he did or
Yeah, when
not.
he starts talking about that stuff, I'm like, a little bit or a lot over my head.
But even if
But
you get like one thing out of
yeah,
it's
it's
worth
still
it, right?
interesting. You still might catch something. So anyway,
Yeah.
what would you watch it again? Did you find it
Yeah.
interesting?
It's a
Oh.
little, you know, with me, all the podcasts are like an hour long, right? And sometimes I have to break it up into two sections because I'll go do it for a walk or something. And then sometimes I even listen to them in the bath, you know,
Yep.
because that's the only time I have to just sit there. Or if I'm on a computer, I listen to it. But yeah, I will definitely check him out again. He it's just thought-provoking, right? Thought-provoking. So why not?
Well, and you bring up, when people listen to podcasts, I think a lot of people don't understand what a podcast is. It's sometimes just background noise. I listen to podcasts when I'm cooking, when I'm in the shower, when I fall asleep at night. I never just sit down and like TV, like sit down and watch a podcast, although I do like the video ones better. But I listen, I just listen to them while I'm doing something else, and something that's mundane or whatever that doesn't take a lot of thought. And so you're kind of multitasking, you're learning and doing something else at the same time. So I recommend listen to podcasts and listen to ones that you can learn something from a lot too.
Yeah, definitely. Or others that we will talk about later, which are just for pure entertainment. But you can combine the two. Like this one, I think, is
Yeah.
entertaining and intellectual,
Yeah. Well,
right?
whatever I guess interests people.
Yeah,
Yeah.
whatever floats your boat.
But it is a new form of I don't want to say necessarily entertainment, but kind of entertainment, a new form of media. And
Infotainment, maybe? I
yeah,
don't
infotainment would be the
know.
ones that are more informative. And my mother's so cute. She's like, I was watching YouTube and even there's news and everything on there, and I saw a movie. I'm like, Mom, I've been trying to tell you forever. YouTube is a great resource for all
Right.
kinds of things. It's really anything and everything you want to find is on there. All the TV's on there. There's really good movies, which I think I've turned you on to a couple movies. That one
Yeah.
with Nicole Kidman and Nicolas Cage. I can't remember the name of it. Did you ever watch that one?
No, but anything with Nicolas
Yeah.
Cage, I'll watch.
It's a
He's so great.
great movie and it's on YouTube for free. So anyway, I'm not trying to advertise YouTube, but
They get
YouTube
enough
is
as
really great
it
free resource
is.
for
Right.
entertainment. So I do recommend YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you're on YouTube, look for Kelly and Kimbra in
In
the moment, as
the
we always are. So anyway, yeah, thanks everyone for joining us and thanks for listening. Check out the Lex Friedman podcast too.
Yes,
Okay,
we
take
recommend
care.
it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.